First of all, you're coming to Wild Rose Casino, Jefferson, Iowa, June 9th, 8 o'clock. Tickets still available. We want to let folks know, first of all, where they can go see you, because you're going to be in our neck of the woods here real soon. And something that I wanted to ask you, do you tour with a horn section? I mean, how many people do you have on stage?
15 of us on stage.
Holy smokes. Do you all fit up there?
Yeah, we all fit up there.
Let's talk a little bit about your influences when you were starting out in music. A lot of people don't realize it goes all the way back to 1973 for you. Can you talk about some of the influences growing up?
I would have to say Motown was one of my big influences, probably my major influence. Although, I mean, I loved R&B music, like, you know, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, the Stax, Atlantic, all that great soulful stuff, Wilson Pickett and Otis Redding, and just all those great soul songs. So pretty much, you know, but I would think Motown was probably my main big influence.
I always like to hear, you know, kind of origin stories, how bands got started. A lot of people didn't realize that you did some engineering work and some behind-the-scenes stuff at TK Record Studios. Is that right?
Yeah, I was producing some other artists. I was co-writing with some of the artists there, doing, you know, keyboard sessions, some background sessions and stuff. I was managing artists. I was booking their shows and their flights and their hotel rooms. I was doing all kind of stuff.
So how did you guys get together? I mean, you were all studio musicians and...
Pretty much, I did this album with some studio musicians, and the first record anyway with some studio musicians. And then I used the second different set, you know, for the rest of the album. And when we started being successful, I just asked them to come out as Casey and the Sunshine Band. There was really no band. It was just really me and studio musicians. I called it Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm not sure exactly why, but, you know, figuring that I would probably have a band when I went out. So
yeah. To me, your music predates disco. A lot of times your music gets, for lack of a better term, kind of lumped in with disco. Are you comfortable with being in that genre?
I am sometimes, and sometimes I'm not. I'm not for the people who think it's a negative word or a negative type of music. I don't think that's fair, but I definitely it was our sound that was what became disco, and it was because of a movie called Saturday Night Fever that they just called the disco music.
Yeah.
So, and that was like one of the biggest selling albums and movies of all time at the time.
I think in 1975, when you guys really, really hit it big, I don't think of that as disco. I just think of it as feel good, happy, you know, danceable.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. I was making R&B music probably with a little pop twist to it. And I was just trying to put energy into music, and, you know, just I felt music had gotten really dark, and I wanted to just bring life back into music and energy.
I've read that, in the eye of the hurricane that was 1975 to 78, when you guys were just, rattling off one song after another. By comparison, it was somewhat like Beatlemania, right?
It was, exactly. I mean, there was... It was crazy. I mean, you know, I had not seen anything since that. And there would be times, every time at my hotel, it would be 5,000-7,000 people in front of the hotel, you know, just waiting for us and stuff. And, when our shows, they would have ambulances there with people, you know, to, you know, girls fainting and passing out and stuff like that. It was pretty interesting, actually.
And I understand you're still recording music today. The Feeling You, the 60s CD. I'm looking at the lineup of songs on there. Man, there are some great remakes on that.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I it's kind of a diary of my life in a way, and what I feel like, you know, right now, my last 40 years or whatever. So, I mean, I could have made it an entire Motown album, but I didn't do that. And I went with, just songs that I thought, you know, I could identify with right now, like Always Something There to Remind You. So many people have passed on and gone on, and there's just so many things where I go that I'm always reminded of life and people and things. And then there's, there's just like Both Sides Now. I kind of have lived life from both sides now, and, there's just all these things that I could identify with, you know, whether it was a relationship. Some of them were just fun things that I thought would be fun to do. But, yeah, they were kind of a little bit of a diary of my life, actually.
Awesome. Well, Wild Rose Casino will be rocking June 9th, 8 o'clock, Jefferson, Iowa. Be there to see Casey and the Sunshine Band. Hey, thank you for spending a little time with me today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.